I didn't grow up in a religious household. Although my parents were nominally Presbyterian and made it to church twice a year for Christmas and Easter, they never bowed their heads over a meal unless it was a turkey at Thanksgiving and we had guests at the table. There was no Father God figure in the household, probably because there wasn't room for him. We had a big enough father, thank you very much. And he was fierce, judgmental, harsh, larger than life. He was a father that felt that children might be seen, but, oh, they were not to be heard. And they were to be put to work under his stern thumb whenever he had a project. And there was always a project. Now, Mother, acting within the confines that Father put her as his wife, was generous with her children in comparison. She brought cheer and generosity to our family, even with all the demands upon her. She was truly extraordinary. She was an absolutely terrible cook, however. But she made the greatest lunches with cheery notes inside our lunch boxes. She volunteered as the picture lady from the Nelson Art Gallery and took her big cardboard reproductions of the museum's finest works of art and wove stories to cross-legged children in the elementary schools across the county. She worked as an executive secretary, keeping her bosses at the top of their enterprises. And this petite and genteel woman could lift the back end of a Ford station wagon. We were certain of this, if it was necessary to save a child, especially her own. She made everything that was hard look easy. So it's no surprise that when Sundays rolled around, church and God just didn't get into our schedules. There were Dad's projects, cleaning, work that needed to get done, lessons, practice, homework, ball games, the horses, you name it. The funny thing is, though, God did make an appearance in our lives. And I'm not sure when it all started, actually. But it's as if it's always been there. You know, after our nightly baths, toothbrushing and flossing, after the PJs were put on, after being tucked into bed by Mom, the lights in the house dimmed one by one, and in the darkness arose a song of sorts with five distinct parts to it. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you. It was more like a train rushing through a town square with a caboose of I love you at the end. Then, from a different room in the house rose another, good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you. Then Dad's baritone, Mother's mezzo, my sister's alto, my brother's boy soprano voice, and my own soprano rising and speeding to its conclusion. Our names were tagged at the end of each of these good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love yous. So it was good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, Dad. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, Mama. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, Holly. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, John John. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, Leanne. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, Gretchen. Gretchen, yeah. Yes, even our Great Dane got her nightly blessing from all of us. My sister's alto would fly through the litany. My brothers and my voices added to the night air. We had one big round of cacophony, with Mama's voice usually bringing up the end. If you added them up, there were at least 30 trains of good nights with an I love you caboose served up as an offering to God and to one another. Oh, sweet, sweet silence and sleep ensued. The moment following the last good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, was the most precious sacrament that I've ever experienced. That silence, it simply rang out. It expanded deep into the night and kept us warm in our beds. That cacophony, that song, that family hymn was the closest thing our family had to religion and ritual. And it was a ritual. We never missed a night, no matter what trouble or problems we had, no matter what little friends we had spending the night with us, no matter what frictions that were between us. I still say my good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love yous, into the night air to my siblings, my nephews, my nieces, my friends who are in distant cities, and I whisper it into my sleeping cat's ear, and I sing it to Enzo, our greyhound, and I end with my beloved next to me. You know, my family was never perfect, but this was our love song at its very, very best. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you.
Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, I love you. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, I love you. Good night, God bless you, keep you well. Now brush your teeth so you don't smell. Good night, God bless you, keep you well, I love you, I love you.